move on because I got to get to my guest who's running late. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. After his name is Jocelyn Tandy Adonde. He is a candidate for the Republican nomination for mayor, and everybody is looking for her today because she filed a complaint against Chuck Brewer, who is another Republican candidate for mayor. And basically the issue is, does he legally, is he a legal voter at where he lives in Perry Township? Jocelyn, welcome.
Thank you.
I know you're out of breath.
Yeah, I'm rushing to get here since this is spur of the moment because I've been getting phone calls. The problem with this, his candidacy, this information was online. Attorney, Gary Welch is a Republican precinct committeeman and a lawyer. And he has documented this information before the first of the year. So it was not a secret to anybody that reads Advance Indiana blog, okay, advanceindiana.com, attorney Gary Welch, along with Paul Ogden. He has a blog. Both of them are Republican precinct committeemen and attorneys, and they have been keeping many of us well informed on what's going on and what's legal.
So basically the gist is, as I understand it, Mr. Brewer is registered to vote at an apartment complex down in Perry Township. But in 2011, he bought a condo downtown in the old athletic club. I think it's unit 607, down there. And as I understand it, he has a property tax exemption, or a home, not an exemption, a homestead credit, which says, and you swear that I live in this property as my domicile. And he had that for the tax year of 2014, which is a calendar tax year. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I went to the county recorder's office and the county auditor's office. I've also cited the Indiana code. I did not write the law. And one of the TV stations, which I thought was petty this morning, said that they called his headquarters and they said, oh, I was desperate. Mm-hmm. I'm not desperate. I think Mr. Brewer is desperate because he's had like three different addresses in the last year. I only asked the election board in my petition to clarify to me which address that he is registered to vote from is legal based on the law. And that law applies to me and anybody else that's running on the Democrat or the Republican ticket.
Now, one of the documents that you have indicated that he registered to vote at this address down in Perry Township in either June or July of that of last year. Is that roughly correct?
I don't have those documents. I went to voter registration. They told me that I guess the election board changed the rule that you cannot access that information. They will send me a letter in the mail. Mm-hmm. I have not been to my P.O. box to see if that letter is there. But the election board, Clerk Myla Aldrich is the secretary of the election board. They will have to have a hearing by law to establish what is legitimate and what is not. But the thing that his campaign is putting out is that he's had his condo online for sale for more than a year, but still he has not removed the tax exemption. So that means that
you used to work real estate. Is it normal for somebody in the middle of a year, if they move out of own property, to remove the tax exemption? Or come on, let's be honest. Is that something people forget?
No, until he sells that property, that tax exemption stays unless he has it removed. So if he's claiming that the address on Slate Drive or whatever it is in Perry 29 is his permanent address, then he should have gone back to the county auditor's office and had it removed, even if he's leasing it out for someone else. But as of last Friday, Mr. Welch had taken a picture of the roster in the lobby of the athletic club, and it clearly shows that he is still the owner, C. Brewer. That is a photographic copy of the roster, that he is still the owner of Unit 607.
Now, let me ask you this. I went to this website called Zillow, which is like the new website. Everybody can look at properties that are for sale all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they evidently on this Zillow.com, they list the whole history of this property. And evidently, Mr. Brewer bought this property in March of 2011. Kurt Flock, who's a local realtor, was the broker. on the deal, and then on March the 29th, 2014, Century 21 listed this property for sale at $419,000. The price has since dropped, and the price keeps dropping several times over the last year. The last time the price dropped was on December 27th, where it dropped down to $380,000. So obviously, this thing has been up for sale on paper for March. I'm a little surprised, Jocelyn, that given how hot downtown residential is supposed to be, A, that he can't, that anybody can't sell a condo within a year or rent it out to somebody.
Well, you got to want to pay the price. As a retired mortgage broker, I can tell you this, even with the low interest rates, if you have a mortgage for $380,000 that is 3 years old, your mortgage payment would be somewhere to $3,000 to $3,500 a month plus your other expenses, maybe $4,000 based on his credit.
Let me make sure the listeners understand. You are not challenging that his residency is illegal for the purpose of, are you qualified to run for mayor, which means you got to live anywhere in the county for 2 years.
1 year. They changed the law.
Yeah. You're saying that it is, he signed some legal documents saying his address is in Perry Township.
Right.
But there are questions about where he, you know, what the status of this property is and where, what is his true, real, permanent, where does he hang out on the weekends residence?
No.
Or any, that night? No.
No. The issue that Mr. Welch pointed out on his blog is that he has taken the homestead tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
That locks you into your permanent resident. He is a single man.
Let me ask you, as somebody that has been involved in local politics for many, many years, is, in your opinion, is Mr. Brewer playing fast and loose with the rules? That maybe he thought he was going to run for a council district on the south side. Then when he decided to run for mayor, it was too late for him to flip his address back to downtown.
Well, the problem with the flipping is my understanding through the blogs is that the city of Indianapolis cited him for not having a permit to have a sidewalk cafe at one of his restaurants downtown. And he used the Dakota Street address.
This is another address?
That's the first one.
First one. In Perry Township.
So he was registered to vote from 350 North Meridian.
Originally.
Then he changed it
to someplace on Dakota Avenue.
When he was thinking about running for city county council, when they sent the notice down there, it came back undeliverable.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that happened, that's when I understand from the blogs that he switched to the Slate Street address, which I think, I haven't checked, but this address, I don't know if it was in the district. See, remember, we're dealing with new council districts.
Okay.
So I don't know if the Dakota Street apartment is in the wrong council district that Jefferson Shreve was in. See, when they drew the map, the precinct, I understand that Jefferson Shreve, who's on the council in District 23, was put in Jeff Miller's district.
When you were here, you talked about the experience of someone like you who has lived in Indianapolis all their lives, understands Indianapolis, understands how Indianapolis folks get along. Is this situation with Mr. Brewer inexperience on his part because he's not from here, he hasn't been in Indianapolis this long, he may not understand the law, and even though ignorance of the law is no excuse, is this part of the whole message that you're saying in this campaign that experience counts?
Experience and knowledge of election law does count, but what I don't understand in the District 23 council seat,
right.
Dr. Phil Borsch, you remember him? He was on the council for many years at large. He was his appointed chairperson on this statement of
when he was going to run
organization for council.
Yeah.
And Michael Biberstein is an attorney. And when I switched parties years ago, he was working as the executive director of the GOP in Marion County. So we're not. He doesn't have inexperienced people on his campaign committee.
Is this something where you're bold enough, and people that know Jocelyn Tandiyadande know you don't mince words. You're not afraid to go out. Is this something where this should not be spokespeople for Brewer's campaign? Mr. Brewer needs to answer these questions himself directly, not have people send out pictures of his condo that's empty, and make a case for him. He needs to do it himself.
Amos, what I'm upset about, why didn't the media vet this man before they discounted everybody else that filed for mayor? I was the first person to file right. on January 7th.
Mm-hmm.
He did not file for mayor until filed this petition until February 5th, almost a whole 30 days later.
Right.
But Channel 59 was sitting there promoting the Democrat and the Republican the whole time and ignoring the rest of us who had filed.
And not knowing that there's maybe some mess in the woodwork. Jocelyn Tandiyadande, I appreciate it. Thanks very much for being with us.